Blog Talk Radio.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Well, it is the Twilight Zone. It's the Eat Me Cooking Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini. We got Eli, we got Peggy coming through here too momentarily, John Guy, Captain Jet. It is a crazy show. Buckle up. A wild ride for 30 minutes. But in the meantime, if you want to listen to it live, 347-205-9631. We'll take your comments. Otherwise, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as we open this thing up, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Eli, how are you? Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. We'll give it over to Peggy as we get this thing going.
Hey, Mark, I'm doing great. Looking forward to a big Indy 500 event that I live about two blocks from. You can reach me at Max Raisovich on Facebook. Raisovich is common spelling, R-A-I-S-O-V-I-C-H.
And the beautiful girl out there in Fort Myers, Florida. How are you, Peggy, and how can people get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook, too, just Peg Palmer, and that's my Facebook page. And my email is pegpalmercreative@gmail.com.
There you go. And as we lead it off to the guy that's probably the most sought-after guy in New York now, that Aaron Rodgers has come to New York. He's going to have a lot of friends. Captain Jet, welcome to the show, and how can people get a hold of you and the New York Jets season tickets?
How you doing, Mark? You can get a hold of me. My email address is heycap920@gmail.com.
Well, why don't we start out with you, Cap, because I know the football has been the center of the focus this whole week. The Jets now have come to full circle. There'll be probably more on than the nightly news now with Aaron Rodgers. You're a season ticket holder. You've been a season ticket holder for a long time. I think now you can definitely see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to have a lot of friends coming on begging you for tickets this year. I think the Jets are all in. You might beg to differ a little, but I think they'll be in the AFC Championship game. I'm not a big Jet guy, but I'm excited what's going on in New York.
I don't know. I've seen this before. So, I'll just sit to wait and see thing. But I'll tell you the truth. I don't think so. I don't think they might get to the wild card game and that's it. I've been through this before with Brett Favre and all the hype and everything else. So, like I say, we'll see. I hope to see a championship before I take the dirt nap. So,
well, what's been on your mind? Do you want to let the topics go? We'll give everybody a shot of the topics. And what's on your mind, whether it's, the end of COVID now across this country, or whatever else is on your mind, but a lot of things as we get closer to Mother's Day, and God bless all the moms across the country and the world this Sunday as we honor them.
Yeah, I just wish the country would get closer instead of further apart. The people of this country, this is the greatest country in the world, and people are just ripping it to shreds. You know, I don't like to talk politics, but this whole administration's it's all a big joke. It's an embarrassment to everybody, and it's two sides against the middle, and it's terrible. I wish people would come together and make this country great again.
God bless that, and I always say trust God and heck with everything else that's going on. Peggy, as we give it over to you, is there a topic that you want to digest or you want to follow up on what he just came up with, and we'll give it over to Eli.
Well, see, I was thinking in a completely different vein because I was thinking about John Guy, who was our original host for Eat Me and a long-time friend of mine. And so I was kind of thinking about talking a little bit about him and his background, which is really eclectic and strange, as well as looking at some of the unusual promotional activities that they have to get more bigger crowds at sporting events. So there's some crazy things that have come up. And everything from bald head night to speed dating night to all kinds of crazy stuff. So that'll be kind of fun, I think. And John has been a part of that, I know, as a promoter himself. So I'm excited. He's going to come on a little later, I guess.
Well, we can't wait for that. Eli, as we give it over to you, let me get some of these comments. Lance coming in from Pensacola, Florida, says, yeah, John Guy reminds me of the Mad Hatter of Batman. Every show is a John Guy. You got that right. And the consensus around this show, it goes all over the place, but you reel it back in, and what an appropriate theme song to start at the Twilight Zone, Lance. So we're glad we're listening. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon, goes, I missed you guys for a few weeks. Glad the show's back together. Did it go bankrupt? Did somebody buy it? Is there a new owner? What happened here, and where is John Guy? Steve. No, there's no new owner, Steve, from Corvallis, Oregon. We're all here. We reset it. Kind of got everybody. We'll be here each and every week now, and so that's basically it. John Guy's got a lot of health things, and we're just praying for his health and everything to get better, and that's the most important thing. And then when he's ready to go, he can man it, because I can't man it as best as he can. So there's only one John Guy, so we'll hold the fort till he gets back in here. Eli, any comments on any of the two things, John Guy, or the things that are going across the country, or maybe you want to start with the Indianapolis Colts and their schedule, or the Green Bay Packers?
Colts are third on my list. As you know, I'm a Packer fan since 1960, tell you how old I am. Ray, I think you're going to be surprised. Aaron Rodgers, I've been watching football since 1960. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. And I live in a town that Peyton Manning played in, and there is no doubt he's way better than Manning ever thought about being. So I realize you're getting a 40-year-old man, but the guy does not turn the ball over. And you're going to be very pleasantly surprised. I love Favre, but he was a turnover machine. And that's something Rodgers is not. And if they have any kind of – I agree with you, Mark. They have a good shot at the AFC championship game.
Yeah,
don't think they can handle the Chiefs, but I think they've got enough to get that a wild card. If they don't win their division, they should easily win a wild card game.
Yeah. Well, Favre wasn't happy here in New York.
Brett was a turnover, and he was injured.
You could see it. He didn't have it in his heart. You could see by the expression on him, he really wasn't into it. But we'll see. They're shooting for 1 year with this guy, and they're hoping to bring a championship. Because the organization is chomping at the bit to spike the ticket prices, and they haven't been able to do it because, hey, we're not in the playoffs, and people they can't even sell a stadium out. They have all these PSLs. They're selling seats. I own a PSL. It cost me almost $18,000. My PSL with the interest and everything, and the people that were sitting around me were getting the tickets online from the Jets for $40. So it's a bitter type of scenario with this organization. And I'm old now. I'm 72 years old, and I've had about enough of the baloney.
Well, here's the thing: as we lay it out there, and it brings a nice scenario, Peggy, and we'll get you involved in it too. I look at, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming into the town. This dude has ice in his veins, man. He doesn't really care, you know. He's not going to let anything bother him. It's a little different when I think of Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, Richard Todd, and now you got Aaron Rodgers there. These other guys couldn't seem to take over the town. I don't know if it was just it was bright lights in the big city, Geno Smith, Mark Sanchez, Vinny Testaverde, the list can go on and on. But I think Aaron Rodgers, if somebody can take New York and really, you know, play it to his advantage, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. And Eli brings up something interesting. I think Favre was kind of towards the end of his career there. And, you know, Mississippi boy, this guy's a Cali kid. I think this guy just doesn't care. He just beats to his own drum. He's got everything he wants now. He's got an offensive coordinator. He's got a couple targets from Green Bay. Nice offensive line, nice defensive line. I will tell you this. The AFC, to me, is the SEC. The NFC is looking like the Big Sky Conference. You can win 8 games and get to the Super Bowl in the NFC. In the AFC, you're going to have to win at least 12 games to get in the playoffs. There's going to be some good teams sitting on the sidelines, and there's going to be some teams in the AFC that probably are trying to petition to get in the NFC sometime soon.
Well, you know, Mark,
yeah.
Mark,
yeah.
In the NFC West, Joe Montana made his bread and butter out there. They played nobody. Played nobody in the West. Nobody. Montana played the Rams twice. He played the Saints twice. He beat up on those teams, and he was fresh at the end of the year. That's why he was so good at the end of the year. When he ran into a machine like the Giants, Carl Banks and all those guys, they rocked him. He didn't want to go anywhere near them guys because they rocked him. Every time they came into New York, and believe me, I'm a Giant hater, but the Giants rocked Joe Montana. And it's a soft division out there. It's always been a soft division. I know you got a lot of California listeners, and they're probably saying, who the heck is this idiot? But it's the truth. I mean, take a look at all the records out there. Them guys don't get hurt. They're fresh at the end of the year. The East guys are always beat up. They play tough games up here. They play very tough games in the East on both sides of the ball, AFC and NFC. The Giants play tough schedules. The Jets, they get beat up here. Even the Patriots get beat up here. It's a tough place. The AFC and NFC East is a tough place.
Eli, you want to comment on it? We'll give it over to Peggy.
One thing I truly love about the old NFL Central Division, the North now, is when the teams played outside, they were tougher. Nobody wants to go to Green Bay. Nobody wanted to go to Chicago. Nobody wanted to go to Detroit. Nobody wanted to go to Minnesota. Detroit and Minnesota pretty much suck, and they play indoors. That's why Tom Brady and the Patriots owned the Colts. In the dome, I'd take the Colts most of the time. But when they'd get them up in New England in a playoff, they couldn't handle it. They're standing around shivering, and the Patriots players are standing there in bare arms. Their weather is important.
Yeah. Peggy, any comments on the football or your topic on John Guy? We're waiting on John Guy.
Yeah. Well, when John gets here, I guess. I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. I'm not near as knowledgeable about football as you guys are, but I just think he's really cool under pressure, and he's been a great player for the Packers. So I don't know
Peg,
what's ahead.
Telling Mark before the show, my 3 Jets Rodgers jerseys came in, one for me and one for each of my sons. So we're all ready, Ray.
Yeah, that's it. And I imagine in MetLife Stadium, those jerseys might be more than $105, Captain Jet.
The fans are selling them for $275 as we speak.
Wow.
Yep.
Unbelievable. How much those things are going to go for and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be up there. If he by some miracle wins it. it's gonna be something. My ticket where I sit, if they go into the championship game in New York at MetLife, my ticket will be, oh God, I could get $12,000 for my ticket.
Well, sell it, right?
Oh yeah.
No, I would never sell it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would never sell it. If they got to that point, I'd be there. I'd be there without a doubt.
$12,000, I'm selling it and buying a cheaper one.
No, there is no cheaper one in New York. Forget it. But once they find out they're going to go, forget it. They'll be sold out in 20 minutes.
Well, you know what? We got some people coming in here, and I want to get Joey from Bucks County, PA, says, guys, are you aware that the Jets will host the Monday night game against Buffalo, and it'll be the 22nd anniversary of 9/11? And we've talked before, Cap, about these night games. You're going to have to get used to a lot of primetime games in New York with the Jets this year, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, it's cold. It's not a happy time, that's for sure. But it's football, you know. The only thing I have trouble with the cold is if they're playing lousy. I'm miserable. If they're playing good, I'll sit there with ice cubes on my head. I don't care, you know. But that's it. They're doing every. You see what happened is that since they built the stadium, they haven't been able to raise our ticket prices. And they are chomping at the bit to raise our ticket prices. But, you know, they know enough that you can't raise the ticket prices if you're putting a product out there like they're putting. And it's a tough scenario for them. You know, I pay dearly for my seat, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Peggy, as we give it back over to you, any thought on high ticket prices or anything? We'll work for tickets, I guess, would be the new slogan.
I guess, it's amazing how much money fans are willing to spend and have that kind of income to be able to buy those tickets and those jerseys.
Well, maybe this gentleman can settle that as we lay the floor down for him. And he comes in with the Mad Hatter look, like the guy out of Pensacola said, "Welcome, John Guy. The band is back."
The band is back. And, you know, the Jets have not been anything since Al Woodall left. He was my superstar, Al Woodall. Yes, sir. How's everyone doing?
Well, you got Peggy here. You got Captain Jet with his Jet season tickets and everybody trying to get one of them from him. And you got Eli here and myself as we hold the fort. We kind of looked like Gladys Knight in the Pips, and we were waiting for Gladys to open up the show. So now that we've got everybody here, the show could go on.
I suppose. I suppose. And yet we haven't talked about food at all.
Well,
no, there's no food has come in here in the equation yet. The show opened up, and hopefully the country, we can love one another. The end of COVID today across the country, Mother's Day weekend, Sunday. Biden's still running the country. We know that. There's no more train derailments or UFO sightings, according to our Twilight Zone intro. So, yeah, other than that, we're all set. The only thing we're worried about now is facial intelligence or something like that, AI or digital banking. That would be the only other thing we'd be worried about.
Oh, okay. Hi. Well, I worry that spam will someday go out of business.
No.
Yeah, and Eli would move to a different country if that ever occurred.
I'll go to Russia, John.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this, and now somebody's throwing – let me get this gentleman in. We've got Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Mass. Guys, I got a topic I want to talk about because it's costing me an arm and a leg every time I go out. Inflation. When is inflation going to come down so we can afford something? I'm looking for gas prices to go up just before the summer, and then they lower them when the vacation's over.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Throw another vote for Biden. You'll have it again.
Well, Peggy, comment on that one as we spin it around with the term inflation?
Inflation. It's scary. Every time I go to the grocery shop, my grocery bill can be up like 30% every time I go. It's crazy. I don't know if it's that way everywhere in the country, but everything is so much more expensive. And there hasn't been any, for a lot of us, there hasn't been any raise in income. So
right.
I don't know where money's coming from. And all these people who are moving to Florida just seem to have so much disposable income to buy, you know, $1.5 million houses and clog up all our roads. And I just don't know. I guess live a simple life.
But is there still room to get on the nude beach, Peg?
Yeah. It's not warm enough yet.
Not warm enough.
A great big roundabout confused people. So there's probably people driving in circles trying to get there, even as we speak, although it's dark now.
Well,
you can be a guide.
Yeah. I don't. This guy coming. Albert from Poway says, I don't know about swimming in the nude beaches down there at dark. The alligators seem to come out. I hear a lot of alligator accidents in Florida.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd be swimming nude in Florida in the beaches where I can't see. I might have to use a lamp lighter or a boat.
Well, Florida's governor is going head-to-head against the mouse. And I'm telling you right now, if Disney wants to win that battle, all they have to do is turn Disneyland into, or Disney World, into a nudist camp.
Yeah. Well,
Captain
Jet, as we open this thing up with about 7 minutes to go, any thought on that? And boy, is Disneyland a ripoff. I will tell you that out here. It'll cost you an arm and a leg to go. And everybody should have the opportunity to go to Disneyland at a reasonable price. How can some of these kids not afford to go to Disneyland? And Disneyland doesn't quite understand that. Just one word sums it up. Starts with a capital G and ends with a D.
Yeah. We got Disney World out here. It's called Great Adventure. And they're the same way. Everything's the same thing.
Well, Eli, any comment on that? With about 6 minutes in the show, boy, this show goes by quickly. Let a load of listeners.
I had a timeshare in Florida, and there was no nude beaches nearby. But my kid didn't really care for Disney. They liked Universal better because they liked the monsters. So I was pretty happy about that. And Mark, I did do one food thing for the show this week. I sent Peggy and John a picture last week. I was hungry for a salad, so instead of eating something that I liked, I found a 3-year-old expired bottle of blue cheese dressing, and I ate that.
Oh,
I sent it to Peg. I sent a picture to Peg and said, if I die and don't make the show, this is the reason why.
I'll
tell you one thing. If you open that jar in the apartment unit, there'd be some vacancies in the morning.
I live.
Hey, Mark,
I'll be darned.
Mark,
yeah.
One quick one. I don't know if everybody got the word out that Mark Vandersloot was the one with the Natalie Holloway. He's been arrested, and he was extradited to the United States to face charges.
Yeah,
wow. In the Natalie Holloway incident.
Wow, that went on for a while. Finally, they got him.
They got him
man,
today.
Oh,
They're extraditing him to the United States, where he'll face charges here.
Wasn't he convicted of murder in one of like Brazil or someplace like that?
Yeah, they let them out. They let them out.
Huh.
Well, those countries let them out. So, but the reason why they're sending them here is because they know we'll nail them to the wall, and that's the end of them.
Right.
Prison food.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That's John. That's up John's alley. John could live in prison and have a smile on his face in the cafeteria.
I bet I could.
So why we got one comment talking about, well, the prison ain't bad if you got a nice looking prison guard, female. The last female prison guard I heard, she broke one of the guys out, drove across the states for a couple of days, and that was the end of her.
Yeah, she's in jail now for 22 years.
Yeah, hope.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She got 22 years she got for that.
Yeah, and they don't treat former guards real well. The rest of the population doesn't care for them.
Be careful for what you wish for.
That's right.
You know, and as we wind this thing down, John, will you be gracing us with your personality next Thursday, same time, same channel, on another version of the Twilight Zone? It could be How to Serve Man. These people are now giving me their Twilight Zone episodes on which ones are the best. Oh gosh.
I'll be more than happy to be on next Thursday and lead the zany crew of misfits.
It's a hard thing to step in your footprints to run this thing, but man, I'm blessed enough to lead it by your mentorship and everything, and I'm grateful for what you've done, and I'm praying for your health and everything across the ways, including your wife's. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we start to wrap this thing up, my friend.
My email is kahuna, KAHUNA, KATS 623 at Gmail, kahunacats 623@gmail.com.
Yeah, we definitely got to get some of the ball players coming through this show. I know we were keeping them in the rest, so they said, okay, let me know. So we'll definitely keep them guys across the board. Eli, as we roll this thing out, I'm just so grateful as you coming in here each and every week. Love you, my brother, and your lovely wife. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you sitting there in Indianapolis in the Field of Dreams, not too far from.
Well, I can be reached at Max Racovich, common spelling, on Facebook, and I can be reached at, if you like that, huh? I can also be reached at madmaxr@gmail.com.
And as we head down to Fort Myers, Florida, the lovely Peggy, the nude beaches, the lighthouse, the light boat, whatever, the gators, who knows, the water moccasins could be down there. Just be careful where you walk down there, guys. Peggy, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we reconvene next week, my lovely lady.
Sure. I'm on Facebook, just Peg Palmer, and my email is pegpalmercreative@gmail.com. So if anybody wants
and
to
as
get
we
a hold
swing
of
it, me. Yeah, as we swing it over to you, Captain Jed, I know everybody's going to be bugging your email and everything down the line here as we get close to the football and free jet tickets and all that. That could be the hottest item. You know, I'll leave you with this thought. There was a divorce years ago when the Redskins were named the Redskins, and the guy said to the lady, he said, I'll give my wife the house, the cars, everything she wants. I'm not giving her my Redskin season seats. I don't know if he had a change of heart now, considering how bad that team is. But I will give it over to you, Captain. They can take everything from you except those jet season seats. How can they get a hold of you, my good friend?
Yes, my Gmail address is heycap,
Jonathan920@gmail.com.
And you guys can get a hold of me all over the place doing the Pittsburgh Pirate Podcast with Tarek Brock tomorrow morning outside Baltimore, Maryland. After that, the San Francisco Giant one with Alex Berg as he, you know, in a second of four with the Diamondbacks in Arizona. John Guy stomping ground. Till then, for John Guy, welcoming them back, Peggy, Eli, Captain, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying have a blessed one. We'll be back again next week, same time, same channels across these airwaves. Have a great one, guys, and a safe Mother's Day.
See you next week, guys.